Hello, this is Evangelist Vincent Skinner, and you are listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses and stirs a hunger for God in you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch your life through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. Hi, Vincent Skinner here, and I want to continue on the subject of healing. And today, I want to talk about our authority, the authority of the believer. I want to use the scripture, well-known verse in Matthew chapter 10 verse 1 as our jump-off point for our authority. It says, "And when he," speaking of Jesus, "had called his 12 disciples to him." Now, I believe that when Jesus spoke to his 12 disciples, he was also speaking to us. Look, we are the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the last portion of the book of Matthew, it says, "Go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all that I have taught you." So we are disciples of Jesus Christ. And coming back to Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, it says, "And he called his 12 disciples to him, and he gave them power." That word power there is authority, or it's the word exousia, which means delegated authority. In other words, he has given us something that is his, but he gives it to us and he says, "I give you legal right to exercise it, even though it's mine. I give it to you, and you can exercise this power as though it is yours. I give this to you." So he gave them power over what? Over unclean spirits. In other words, over the devil. Over unclean spirits, to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Throughout the Gospels, we see how Jesus went about casting demons out and healing the sick. It's on many occasions those two things are connected. We are not saying that all sickness is of demonic nature, but we are saying that many are, and the Bible puts it under the category of being oppressed. Jesus went about healing all those who are oppressed by the devil. That's Acts chapter 10, verse 37-38 in there. So it says he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Listen, believer, we have authority. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, "When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we receive power." We receive dunamis power. We have the legal right to exercise and to use the name of Jesus. So we can speak to sickness. We can speak to disease. We can command those demons or those devils, those spirits of infirmity to go, and they must go. You know, there's that wonderful example where it says that there was a woman who was bound by a spirit of infirmity for many years and was bowed forward. And Jesus walked up to her and said, "Woman, you are loosed of your infirmity." And immediately that spirit of infirmity left, and Jesus then came and touched her on her back, and she stood upright. Come on, we have authority. Jesus said, "The very things that I do, you can do also, and even greater things will you do." And of course, we know you're speaking of the Great Commission. And I want to say to you, believer, exercise your authority in your own life. Speak to your body. Say, "In the name of Jesus, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, my lungs, my stomach, my organs, my muscles, my bones, my blood, my brain, my eyes, my ears, my entire physical body, I receive the life of God into it. I receive that life, that healing into my physical body. I am the healed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I am healed. All sickness go, all pain go." We need to exercise authority. Look, if your loved one or your friend or somebody you come across and you can see that they are not free, you can see that they are not doing well, look, exercise the authority that you have in Christ. Speak in the name of Jesus. Lay hands. The Bible says, "Lay hands upon them and they shall recover." I just want to go quickly to Mark chapter 16, verse 15, this is the Great Commission. Listen to it. It says, go into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news, to every creature, to every person. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not will be condemned. So we must preach, we must bring them to a point of decision. And these signs will follow those who believe. What does it mean to believe? To believe means you take God's word and you put it into action. You are not just a hearer only, the Bible says in James, but you are a doer of the word. To believe means you are a doer of the word. You're putting it into action. And so these signs will follow them who believe. In my name, the name of Jesus, they will cast out demons. Look, cast the demons out in Jesus' name. Take authority over the spirit of infirmity and say, in the name of Jesus, go, loose that person. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in other tongues. Isn't it amazing that Jesus, even before Pentecost, even before Acts chapter 2, said, and they who believe in me, they will go into all the world, they will preach the gospel, they will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak with other tongues. In other words, the Holy Spirit has come to dwell within them. They are baptized with the evidence of speaking in tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will by no means hurt them. In other words, listen here, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of the demonic realm cannot touch you. You have power. You have authority over devils, over the spirit of that kingdom of darkness. We do not fear them. They fear us. We have authority. It will by no means harm you. And they will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So we have authority in the name of Jesus over devils to cast them out. Jesus healed many who were oppressed by the devil, delivered them and healed them. We will command those spirits out in the name of Jesus. We will speak with other tongues. We will be full of the Holy Spirit. We will not fear the devil. We will not fear darkness, the spirit that realm, but it will rather fear us. It will by no means harm us. We are protected. The blood of Jesus seals us and protects us in the name of Jesus. And we will lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Look, in Matthew chapter 8, there's an amazing story. And I just want to go there quickly. Matthew chapter 8. And it is a story of the centurion. And in verse 5, it says, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading him, saying, Lord, my servant is laying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. You see, there it is. Jesus is always willing. He's the willing healer. He's the willing savior. But the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come underneath my roof. You see, that centurion had a revelation of Jesus. When he said that, I am not worthy, he recognized, it tells you that there was a revelation in his heart who Jesus Christ really was. I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but simply or only speak a word. Speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and my servant to do this, and he does it. In other words, you are saying, listen, yeah, I am under authority. That's interesting. I am under authority. I'm under Caesar. I'm under Rome. And these soldiers listen to me. I just simply speak a word and they obey. Therefore, Jesus, I recognize that you are to a man under authority. So just say the word. Look, verse 10. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in all of Israel. Verse 13, then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way. As you have believed, let it be done for you. and his servant was healed that very hour. Listen here, Matthew chapter 10 verse 1. He called his disciples together and he gave them authority. He gave them power over all the power and the works of the devil to heal every kind of sickness and every kind of disease. Do you understand that that word, that authority, that delegated authority, his word, it's because he sent his word and he healed them that we can take that very same word, believe it, act on it, speak it, and in the name of Jesus, we can exercise that authority. We see in Acts chapter 3 with the lame man at the gate of Beautiful, when the two disciples came up to him, what did they say? What did they say to him? They said, silver and gold we do not have, we are not going to give you today, but that which we do have, we give to you. And they took him by the hand and they said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And we see him rising up, and he walked and he leaped and he praised God. And later on in that same chapter, they said, by what authority did you do this? And they said, by authority and by faith in the name of Jesus. You see this man perfectly well in your sight right before you right now. He was lame, but now he is walking, perfectly healed. They exercised the power and the authority in the name of Jesus that was delegated to him. Believer, Christian, recognize that authority, recognize that delegated power and authority that you have in your life over the thief, over sickness, over disease, over bondage, over depression, over oppression, over all the power and all the works of the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be healed. Believer, Christian, know who you are. Do not be afraid, but rather be the devil's worst nightmare. And look, if your loved ones are sick, lay hands upon them. Speak and pray and command in the name of Jesus. If your friend is, do the same. If your neighbor is, do the same. We as believers, we have the wonderful right and joy to be the spokesman, the ambassadors of God to this world, and to proclaim this good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Thank you for watching this broadcast. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, follow us to receive notifications of when we go live again. And number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival. Thank you for watching. I look forward to you joining our next live broadcast.